Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
For almost 150 years, the United States has set aside the third Thursday in November as a national day of Thanksgiving. The tradition itself is much older, dating to the arrival of the first English settlers in North America, who, after their first successful harvest in the new land, paused to celebrate their bounty and give thanks. Falling in the autumn, Thanksgiving has much in common with harvest holidays in other nations and cultures, such as Vietnam's Trung Thu celebration and Homowo, the annual yam festival in Ghana. Still, with its turkey dinners, family gatherings, football games, and parades, there's something about the day that's distinctively American. Together with July 4th, when the U.S. marks its independence from Great Britain, it's a truly national holiday that includes all in a common purpose regardless of religion, political, or ethnic persuasion. It also is a time for people to look back at the year, take stock, and think about the future. With a financial crisis gripping the U.S. and much of the world, the looming uncertainties of 2009 likely will be on the minds of many today. In fact, President Abraham Lincoln proclaimed the first official Thanksgiving amid similar dire circumstances, the American Civil War. But like their colonial ancestors, Americans are essentially an optimistic people. Surrounded by friends and family, today, as in the past, they will enter into the spirit of the day, giving thanks for life's blessings and the promise of the future living in a free land.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.